is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.
Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the Cactus Crew take on the Cleveland Guardians.
Back at the track, looking up, it is way gone. Over the batter's eye, and out of here for William Contreras.
The pitch is hit in the air into left field with some carry, backing up Luciano onto the track. Luciano at the wall, it is gone.
Webb throws, and a fly ball. Center field, back again, and gone again for Hoskins.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a gorgeous afternoon for baseball in Phoenix on this Sunday. Temperatures will reach the low 70s. Sun is out, and we will play baseball between the Brewers and the Guardians in the Cactus League here today. Hello, everybody, and welcome to American Family Fields of Phoenix alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here today. It'll be right-hander Ben Lively on the mound for Stephen Vogt's Guardians. Brandon Woodruff gets the start here today, his first start of the Cactus League season, and the first time he's going to be on a big league mound since September 23rd of 2023 here today. He'll get an inning in this one against the Guardians. Plenty more of the On Deck Show built by Menards. Josh has the starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, Lakeland University.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
Z-Mart, Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Tsunami Express Car Wash, Steamfitters Local 601, and Network Health. On the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
I'm a retired Milwaukee police officer and veteran. I've lived a life of service, and I will always stand up for what I believe. My mother was injured through no fault of her own, and we needed to find help. There are many choices out there, but we knew that results and compassion mattered more than slogans. So we chose Cannon and Dunphy. My mother's final months were not easy, but she did not have to worry about money. Our family will always be grateful to Cannon and Dunphy.
Cannon and Dunphy. Experience matters.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. One block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Local news and timeless hits.
normally a catcher. He's the DH today, a number six batter for Cleveland. Angel Martinez is at third base. He bats seventh. Juan Brito, the second baseman, a rookie hitting eighth. And a minor league catcher, Cody Huff, in the ninth spot for the Guardians against Woodruff. And then, by the way, expected to see Jose Quintana make his Brewers organizational debut after Woodruff. Meanwhile, against Ben Lively, the veteran right-hander, the Brewers have these nine. Again, no Bryce Terang. He's got a bit of a shoulder issue that Pat Murphy does not sound overly concerned about. Sal Frelick takes the leadoff spot and plays center field. Jackson Churio in right, he'll bat second. And then Christian Yelich in the outfield this afternoon, batting third. He's playing left. William Contreras does the catching in the cleanup spot. Big home run over the batter's eye in center yesterday for Contreras. Also a home run for Rhys Hoskins in the victory here. He'll be the DH and number five batter. Mark Canna gets the start as the first baseman. He'll bat sixth. Vinny Capra with his great spring still in progress, the number seven batter and third baseman. Caleb Durbin plays second base today with no Terang and no Joey Ortiz. Caleb Durbin batting eighth. And Andre Monasterio will be the shortstop and round out the lineup against Ben Lively. Today's umpire lineup is presented by Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm. With over $1 billion recovered, they're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. Emil Jimenez calls the balls and strikes this afternoon. Corey Blazer is our crew chief. He'll be on the base paths with Jacob Metz and Macon Hammond. Brandon Woodruff takes the mound for the first time since 2023 when you come back for the first pitch on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Crew, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money now at Menards. Transform your space with Window Images Light Filtering Cordless Cellular Shades. Its energy-efficient design traps air, making your rooms cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. The soft fabric filters light for the perfect combination of function and fashion. And they can be trimmed away for free in-store. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's Famous Sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association.
Wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with an injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. I mentioned Bryce Terang misses a second day in a row with shoulder fatigue. And then the big news, Tobias Myers has an oblique injury. Myers will have imaging revealed later today. They don't know the extent of the injury yet. Lane Grindle, it's all yours.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Brandon Woodruff climbs the mound and toes the rubber for the first time on a big league mound since September 23rd of 23 down in Miami. And out of the windup, first pitch brought home to Daniel Schneeman, misses high with a fastball, and it's 1-0.
1:10 p.m.
Got underway on time at 1:10 p.m. local time, 3:10 back home in Wisconsin.
It is 31 degrees.
70 degrees. Beautiful degrees here in Phoenix as Schneeman takes a little bit high with a fastball at 91, and it's 2-0 on Schneeman. Schneeman, the shortstop for Cleveland, hitting 333 on the spring with two home runs and four driven in. Woodruff working out of the windup, the 2-0 pitch. This is lifted in the air, shallow center. Frelick breaking in, calling everybody off, moving in into his right, makes the catch. And there is one away in the Guardians' half of the first inning. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field. And find Carbless inside the stadium. Carbless, this is more. So here's Tyler Freeman as Woodruff brings home the pitch. And he nailed the inside edge with a fastball at 93. And it's 0-1. It's been a long road back for Woodruff after that shoulder surgery that ended his season in 23 right before the postseason. 0-1 is a swing and a miss. Nasty off-speed pitch down and in. And it's quickly 0-2 on Tyler Freeman, who steps out for a moment. Woodruff looks in through his glove and now brings home the 0-2 pitch and missed up and in with a fastball. And it's 1-2. Woodruff made just 11 starts in 23, dealt with shoulder issues early in that season as well, took his time coming back. Man, when he came back, was he good. 1-2 is a little bit in with a fastball at 95 on the radar gun that time from Woodruff. You'd love to see that. You also love to see every one of these Brewers on the top step of the dugout supporting their teammate. It's a big step in the comeback for Brandon Woodruff here this afternoon. 2-2 to Freeman. And the slider missed off the plate, and the count is full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mainly fastballs. We've seen him touch 95. Just saw the slider that time. And here's the 3-2. And he missed a touch high, and he ends up walking Freeman. So had him down 0-2 and ends up losing him. So Freeman works the walk. And now here's Kyle Manzardo. Manzardo, a prospect in this Guardians organization. He was a big prospect a year ago for them. Hitting in the 3 spot here this afternoon at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Freeman gets a lead from first, being held on by Canna. And the pitch is chopped foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. In that 23 season for Woodruff, he made 11 starts. 9 of the 11 starts, he allowed 2 or less runs. Small sample, about a third of what a normal season would be for a starting pitcher. There goes the runner. 0-1 is a swing and a miss at a changeup. Throw to second is not in time. That was a really good changeup from Woodruff, but it's a stolen base from Freeman. Picked the right pitch to run on. And he's at second with one away, but it's 0-2 on Manzardo.
All right, Freeman got a walk from here.
Woodruff looks back at Freeman. From the stretch, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Came back with another changeup and another beauty. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Brandon Woodruff. And there's two away. Well, it's good to see his stuff all doing what you want to see it do. He's thrown a couple of really good changeups in this half inning. Seen him work that slider in there. We've even seen him hit 95 with the fastball. All positive signs for Woodruff. Here's Jonkenzie Noel, postseason hero a year ago. And he takes a fastball at 94 right at the knees, and that was a perfect pitch from Woodruff. Four-seamer, low inside corner. Not much you can do with that pitch if you're Noel, and it's 0-1. A one pitch, fouled up and out of play, first base side, 0-2. Tried to come back to a similar spot with that same fastball. This time, Noel gets a piece of it. Big Christmas, as they call Jonkenzie Noel, had that big home run in the ALCS that was one of the moments of the postseason last year. Woodruff kicks and delivers the 0-2. Slider down and away. Smothered nicely by Contreras. Noel able to check his swing in time. And it's a ball and two strikes on Noel. First inning of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Quick Trip. Sweeten your game with delicious Nature's Touch ice cream from Quick Trip. Proud partner of Brewers baseball. Freeman at second. 1-2 the count on Noel. Woodruff brings home the pitch, and it's a ground ball to short. Couple of hops to Monasterio. Gets his feet underneath him and fires across in time to take care of Noel. And what a positive inning for Brandon Woodruff and his return to the mound. A standing ovation from the dugout and from the crowd as he makes his way to that first base dugout. We've played half an inning at American Family Fields of Phoenix. It's the Guardians nothing and the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Steve Scafidi is your guide through the world of politics.
Does the government have the rights to detain them and then expel them from the country based on what they say?
So the answer to that is no.
On the Political Power Hour.
Almost categorically.
Why did you say that?
The First Amendment does guarantee speech, including for permanent legal residents like Mr. Khalil.
Weekday mornings from 9 to 10 on WTMJ.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
And now Jose Quintana is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. He will be next up for the crew. Here's Jackson Churio, and he takes a first pitch strike from Lively right down the middle, and it's 0-1. Lively's pitch, that fills up the zone on the outside edge, and it's quickly 0-2 on Jackson. Lively, last year with Cleveland, made 29 starts, 13-10 with a 3.81 ERA. Missed outside of the breaking ball. And it's 1-2 on Churio. What a spring he's had. 419 average, no home runs, and three driven in. 1-2 is fouled at the plate. And it'll stay 1-2 on Jackson Churio. Doubleheader here today at American Family Fields of Phoenix. We bring you game one. Game two is the spring breakout game. Brewers prospects against the Reds prospects. Lively shaking off the sign from Huff, his catcher. And now time utilized by Churio. One ball and two strikes on Jackson. One away and nobody on. The pitch fouled back our way and out of play, and it stays at 1-2. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Lively from the windup, 1-2 pitch. Lined in the left. This one is going to carry out to the left fielder, Brennan. And he'll make the catch. There's two away. Boy, really good contact from Frelick and from Churio. And nothing to show for it. And now here's Christian Yelich.
I got to guess that was at least 105 to 110 miles an hour off the bat. That was squared up and rocketed.
Both of those balls, Frelick's was hit pretty well, too. And they both carried out there. Yelich, who's looked really good this spring, steps in and takes a breaking ball for strike one.
I know you like to go by sound. The sound of those two balls off the bat. That was a good one.
Sounded like they were supposed to. Yelich takes a strike on a two-seam fastball. Might have been a touch high, but no challenge system here in spring training at American Family Fields of Phoenix. He's back in a count 0-2. Lively's pitch missed down and away with a changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes on Christian. 286 this spring, three home runs, and he's driven in nine, at a grand slam on Friday. 1-2 is lined foul and out of play down the left field line. Stays at 1-2 on Yelich. A gorgeous day here in the Phoenix area. Started to warm back up a little bit yesterday and going even a tick higher today. 1-2 from Lively. Came inside and Yelich able to check on a cut fastball that missed in. It's 2-2. And it's going to be a great crowd here today at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Lively shakes on the one he wants. And now brings home the 2-2 pitch. Missed up and away with a fastball. And Yelich has worked the count full at 3-2. Offering. And Yelich able to check on a fastball that just missed up and away. And he works the two-out walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And here's Contreras, who homered yesterday over the batter's eye and set him. His second home run of the spring. He's hitting cleanup today. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. First pitch to Contreras. Caught the outside edge with a two-seamer, and it's 0-1. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Yelich gets his lead from first. Manzardo plays in front of him and is not holding him on. 0-1. Breaking ball missed high. One ball and one strike. Not holding him on traditionally anyways. Close enough to the bag that they could make a throw over there to keep Yelich honest. Just playing about a step in front and off the bag. 1-1. Ground ball in the hole. It's short. Glove by Schneeman. He'll go to second to retire Yelich. And the inning is over. Brewers unable to push anything across. No runs, no hits, no errors. A man left. We go to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Grab the perfect Brewers gear for spring with a lightweight hoodie giveaway at the game on April 5th. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will take home the hoodie, courtesy of Quartz.
Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time!
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
No score as we go to the second inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix in Maryvale, Arizona. Will Brennan leads off for the Guardians, and he will face Jose Quintana. Brewers signed him about a week into spring training getting started. And the veteran lefty is a very welcomed addition to this rotation. Probably won't be a part of the rotation on opening day. First pitch to Brennan is fouled off the gear of Contreras. It's 0-1. Just got a little later start with his spring training, so take a little bit more time to build himself up. And likely will join the club at some point early in April, you can imagine. And making his Cactus League appearance number one with the Brewers here today. Pitch is up and in, and it's one ball and one strike. He has made 23 appearances in his career against the Milwaukee Brewers, and now he dons their uniform. Here's the 1-1 to Brennan, and that is lined but foul down the left field line, and it's 1-2. That is not the most. Who do you think could possibly have seen him more? Two teams have than the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers third most for Jose Quintana. 1-2 pitch is high. It's two balls and two strikes. One easy hint is it's a team from the Central.
I was going to say it's got to be in the division.
AL or NL. All those years of the White Sox. Here's the 2-2 to Brennan. And the breaking ball is rolled foul up the first baseline. Stays at 2-2.
Well, the Reds are the only team left in the Central he has not pitched for.
Yeah, and they're down the list a little ways. He's only made 16 appearances against the Reds.
Well, then let's go with the Cardinals.
Wrong.
Cubs.
2-2. Wrong league. Misses down. It's three balls and two strikes. That was a curveball from Quintana. You got to go to the American League Central for both teams.
I was sure at least one would be in the NL.
Nope. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Brennan. Swing and a miss. Oh, and Contreras didn't hold on. He got a piece of it. And Contreras couldn't quite squeeze it, so we'll do it again at 3-2. Now, the Royals, 26 times, all starts. And the Tigers, 23 times, 22 of which were starts. Brewers, 23 appearances, 22 of which were starts. So really only one that has more, and that's the Royals, tied with the Tigers. Swing and a foul off the net down the left field line, and this battle continues between Quintana and Brennan. It's been a great career for Jose Quintana. Now 36 years of age, turned 36 back in January. Brings home the 3-2 to Brennan, and got a piece of that one. Fouled it off the front foot. Kicks out towards Quintana. We do it again at 3-2. He was with the White Sox from 12 through that 17 season when he was traded over to the Cubs. And how about that deal for the White Sox? They got Dylan Cease, Eloy Jimenez in that deal. Three-two pitch. Lifted in the air into shallow right. Churio racing in. And Churio calling off Caleb Durbin, the second baseman. He'll make the catch. And there's one away. Lengthy battle, but it goes Quintana's way. And now here's Bo Naylor. And Quintana, after a pretty good stretch with the Cubs, 17 through the 2020 season, then he started bouncing around. Angels, Giants, both in 21, Pittsburgh in 22, before getting traded to St. Louis. Last couple of years with the Mets, and really pitched well for New York the last couple of years. First pitch to Naylor is a check swing, and he went around. And so it's 0-1 on Bo Naylor. So Quintana, opening day starter for the Mets last year. Nestor Cortes, opening day starter for the Yankees last year. 0-1. Swung on and fouled straight back. That almost got him on the wrist. That's how in that pitch was on Naylor, but he fouled it back, and it's 0-2.
You think about it. Quintana pitched game one against the Brewers last season and the final game. He started game three of the wild card series, too.
Was not going to bring that up. The 0-2. Bouncer on the left side. Big hop for Monasterio near the second base bag. Fires over to first and takes care of Naylor. And there's two down.
You're right. That game's like Voldemort.
Yeah, and we'll forgive him for it if he gives us about 30 starts this year and pitches to a 3.23 ERA. No pressure. Here's Angel Martinez. Angel Martinez, right-handed hitter, and he takes a curveball that catches the inside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Quintana's always been a pretty durable guy for the most part over the course of his career. Always been an innings eater, especially early on. He was a 200 innings machine early on in his career. 0-1. That is over at the very bottom of the zone of the changeup. And it's nothing and two on Angel Martinez. Quintana, 0-2 pitch. Missed outside with a changeup, and it's 1-2.
He doesn't look like somebody who hasn't pitched in a game yet this spring thus far.
Sharp. Doesn't he look sharp? And I always say, especially in spring training, early on, you can tell with a guy's body language. 1-2. That is a called third strike. Martinez didn't think so. He thought it was high. He might have had a beef. But Emil Jimenez rings him up, and the Brewers see Jose Quintana go 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning with an ortho ASAP strikeout to finish it off. We go to the bottom of two, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Upswing with Jeff Sherman.
Dr. Kimo Ayun, President of Marquette University. When you got that call, walk me through that and how it all happened.
So, Mike Lovell, when I met with him and I understood his vision, I walked out of that meeting, my very last meeting in the interview process, and called my wife and said, this suddenly got very real.
Weekdays from 10 to 11 on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs.
Being a Pella consultant means helping people build their dreams.
Customers really appreciate just how prepared we are. All the samples, the videos, pictures.
We are with you from start to finish. You literally have a friend from beginning to end and beyond with your project.
Our Pella team simplifies the process, taking time to listen and find the right solution for you. And right now, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 331-2025.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back! Track! Bye! Bye! Baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
No score as we go to the bottom of the second inning, and Ben Lively back out there for the Guardians. Reese Hoskins to lead things off for the Crew, and he takes a fastball up. Lively's 1-0 pitch is fouled back our way and out of play, and it's 1-1 on Hoskins. What a spring for Reese Hoskins. Another home run yesterday. Six home runs here in the Cactus League. That is a great sign. 1-1 pitch. Misses down and away with a slider, and it's 2-1. You can qualify what spring training stats mean all you want, and you'd be right in doing so. 2-1 is popped up, foul, down the first baseline, and it'll find the seats just about four rows deep. Manzardo got over to the net and was looking for it, but he ran out of room. And it's 2-2 on Hoskins. But when you're talking about a guy that has a track record, I do think it matters, especially a guy that's got a track record that his second year back from injury, looks a little bit more nimble, looks healthier, and is swinging the bat like Hoskins is. Lively's 2-2. High fly ball into left. Brennan fighting the sun, really fighting it. Now he finds it. About five steps in front of the warning track, he makes the catch. And there's one away for Mark Canna. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day, and you might be rolling your eyes at me back home by me calling it a cool spring day. You got snow on the ground back home. But you know what would warm you up? A Usinger brat hot off the grill. First pitch to Mark Canna. Floats in there for a strike on a slider, and it's 0-1. Grab it hot off that grill. Maybe put a little Pine River Cold Pack cheese spread on it. Apply it with a butter knife if you want. You don't even need a bun. Canna able to check on a slider that missed outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Then you can cleanse your palate and tickle the taste buds with some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream or sherbet. As Canna swings on it and fouls it out of play first base side, 1-2. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Sounds like a meal to me. Canna's first AB of this game, hitting in the sixth spot today for the Crew. Lively with a quick pitch, and he rolls it foul up the third baseline. Stays at a ball and two strikes on Canna. Canna and then Capra is in the on-deck circle. Lively out of the windup, 1-2 pitch, and Canna pops it up. Foul territory behind home plate. Huff gives it a look, but runs out of room, and it bounces up into the seats. One and two here on Mark Canna. Now, but Josh, I think if you were going to go by, you know, positive storylines in spring, there are a lot of them, but Reese Hoskins has got to be near the top of that list.
Pat Murphy was talking about just that this morning.
1-2 is fouled out of play first base side.
Yeah, he was saying how much more comfortable Reese is, both with his body, his health is better than it was a year ago coming off of the major surgery, and also just being in the organization. He had been a newcomer at this time last year, and as quickly as he ingratiated himself, Murph said it really does take a little bit more time to feel totally comfortable.
1-2 is a fly ball into shallow right. Noel coming in, sunglasses on, underneath of it makes the catch. And there's two quick outs here in the Brewers' half of the second. There is a lot to be said for that, and I think we overlook it. But year two in an organization, knowing where you're going, not having to introduce yourself to everybody for the first time, especially when you're Reese Hoskins. I mean, everybody knows who you are, but you don't know who everyone else is, and so you're trying to get acclimated in that way. In year one, Benny Capra takes high with a breaking ball. It's 1-0. But I think as much as you can look at the numbers and look at the power we've seen this spring, watch him play an inning at first. Defensively. And that tells you a lot, too. 1-0 is a fastball on the outside edge. And it's 1-1. Reese is never going to be considered one of the elite defensive first basemen in the game, but he looks so much more comfortable playing the position than he did a year ago. Changeup missed down, and it's 2-1 on Capra.
I mean, so much of baseball is about comfort because of the length of the season and the everyday nature of it, just feeling good in your own skin where you are.
2-1. That is a strike at the very top of the zone with a two-seamer. It's a high strike zone today from Emil Jimenez. But the first couple of times we've seen balls hit to Reese at first where he has to make a couple of steps to his right or to his left, he has just looked so much more comfortable, agile. And that's been great to see. I think it tells you a lot about how he just feels in general. And that's a big deal for this team because he could be a huge bat in this lineup. 2-2 is a fly ball to right. It's going to push Noel back nearing the warning track. Now rounding underneath of it, makes the catch shy of the track by a couple of steps. Three fly ball outs for the Brewers here in the bottom of the second inning. We head to the third, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Is back pain slowing you down? When it comes to spine care, you need specialized expertise. At the OAW Spine Center, their orthopedic care specialists provide the highest level of care for everything from herniated discs to spinal fusion. They start with the most conservative, non-surgical treatments like physical therapy and injections. If surgery is needed, minimally invasive procedures at the OAW Spine Center will get you back on your feet faster. With a focus on treating the source of the problem, they take a comprehensive, active approach to spine health, getting you back to the life you love. The OAW Spine Center. There is a difference. Visit OAWSpineCenter.com. That's OAWSpineCenter.com.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Enough muscle on the contact to get it over the outgoing second baseman Caleb Durbin's head. We always say that the process is more important than the results in these Cactus League games, and that's one where you feel good about what Quintana just did. Destroyed a bat. More often than not, you get an out on that. Brito at first with nobody out in a scoreless game. Here's Cody Huff. Number 9 batter takes a strike. 89 miles an hour. Hmm. Brandon Woodruff pitched the first inning. Walked one, struck out one, no hits nor runs. The 0-1 pitch to Huff. Comes in low, one ball, one strike. Very interesting pitching for the Brewers today. Interesting for fans. I know very interesting for the front office and for the coaching staff when you see Woody and then Quintana. 1-1 to Huff. Swung on, grounded back to the mound. A glove hand stab. Quintana feeds the second baseman for one. Relay to first for two. Durbin made the throw. It's a 1-4-3 double play on Huff. That's one thing that we know from watching Jose Quintana all these seasons as an opponent. He can really field his position.
And very good at it. And honestly, this early on in your spring training for Quintana, where he's just getting on the mound for the first time, those are the little things you like to see happen, I bet, just to kind of break the ice, right? Fielding the position.
Daniel Schneemann takes a high strike on a fastball.
Those are the types of reps you want to get during spring training.
No doubt. Schneemann flew to center against Woodruff to open this game today on a sunny Sunday in Maryvale. No score in the third, the 0-1 pitch. Outside corner, that's fastball paint. It's 90 miles an hour, and we know this. Quintana's not going to overpower you with his velocity, but he beats you with an excellent pitch mix and location. He can do it with the best of them. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. That was nasty. Breaking ball struck out Daniel Schneemann on three straight pitches. And I know that there's a lot of discussion as to whether or not Jose Quintana is going to be ready to start the season and take his first turn in the rotation. But if the first two innings are any indication, he looks really darn good. Ortho ASAP strikeout. We go to the bottom of the third, scoreless on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wisconsin's Midday News, bringing you the latest in news.
Charges filed for the mother of a 13-year-old who was missing in Oak Creek.
Sports.
You should want to be like Junior Bridgman. He said he is the exact model that the league should use every day.
Traffic.
So you have a crash involving two cars.
And weather.
Temperatures moving in the right direction here. Kind of an early week warm-up. You started to get a taste of it yesterday.
Join Greg Matzik and Jessica Tai, only on WTMJ.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Allowed any other runners. 0-2 pitch. Taken high. Lively, like Quintana, does not overpower you. That's his fastball, 88 miles an hour. 1-2 on Caleb Durbin. From the windup, here it comes. Missed up and away. Pretty much the same pitch, same result, 2-2. Durbin this spring comes in hitting 171. He's hit a couple of homers. In his first Cactus League action with the club. Swings and pops one foul down the right field line. Long run for Noel. Actually, it's going to be the first baseman, Manzardo, who gets closest to it, but it lands uncaught on the apron along that right field foul line. Remains 2-2 on Durbin. Third inning brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Count remains 2-2 on Caleb. Still in the mix for one of the opening day roster spots. Ben Lively's 2-2 again. Down and away. Laid off the breaking ball, and from 0-2, the count fills up. Elvis Piguero is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. You wonder if that's it for Quintana. 3-2 pitch coming. Swung on, popped foul, coming back over the screen. Off to our right. Quintana couldn't have looked better in his two innings. Only one base runner came on a broken bat blooper, and he faced the minimum thanks to a double play. And Woodruff had a great first inning as well. He hit 95 on the radar gun. 3-2 again to Durbin. Takes strike three called. Lower outside corner. Good sinking fastball from Ben Lively. That's his first strikeout, and there's one gone in the home third. Our broadcast is also brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Andre Monasterio takes the breaking ball outside for ball one. The bottom of the third in this scoreless game. Brewers have won six games in a row. 1-0 pitch, Andrew took low. 2-0. It's been quite a week that's coming to an end today. The last time they lost one of these games was last Sunday. 6-0 ever since, including a split squad sweep yesterday. 2-0 pitch, Monasterio chops foul wide of third. Yesterday was a pair of shutouts. Here, 8-0. That was against the Athletics. Had an 8-run second inning. And then the road game against the Angels, 4-0. So trying to go 7-0 in a week. For whatever it's worth. 2-1 to Andrew. The pitch just missed the outside corner. 3-1. Monasterio's had a great spring, hitting .421. 3-1 to pitch. Just caught the outside corner, 3-2. He has hit a couple of home runs. Nope, two RBI. One home run. But .421 batting average. Trying to get on base with one out. Bottom third, the 3-2. Fly ball hit to center. Off the end of the bat a little bit. Tyler Freeman, a late break. Oh, and he can't catch up to it. Falling fast and on the grass in front of Freeman. A misplay and a base hit for Monasterio. Took a big swing at that pitch. Those are hard balls for outfielders to read because it looks like it should be carrying further than it does. And Freeman froze, and it cost him the catch. It's the first hit of this ball game for the Brewers, and it brings up Sal Frelick. Line to center to begin the first. One on, one out, and he'll take inside ball one from Ben Lively. One of the biggest reasons the Brewers have had such a productive week, their lineup, whoever's been in there, has been really swinging it. Throw to first by Lively. Monasterio is in with a dive. Manzardo, the first baseman, wasn't even really on the bag fully to take that throw. He was scampering back to first as the base runner was. It looked very awkward. Want to know the count. Frelick, high drive, deep right, way back. Noel's going to be a spectator on that one. It's up and out onto the berm for Frelick. The two-run blast for Sal opens the scoring here today in the third. 2-0 Brewers. Sal Frelick's second home run of the spring. He And that's what we've been seeing from that Brewers offense this whole week. Just lots of loud contact. They finally get to Ben Lively here, but they've squared up some balls before that, including one that Frelick hit in the first inning. A one-out, two-run home run. So the Brewers strike first, and here's Jackson Churio. Base is clear now, and he rips one down the left field line for extra bases, well inside the chalk on the grass. It'll roll all the way to the fence. Digging it out is Will Brennan as Churio chugs into second base. No throw there. It's a double. And he has also squared up a couple of baseballs.
He's entered the phase where it feels like any contact he makes is hard contact right now.
I think he even hit the first ball that got caught by Brennan harder than that one.
I think you're right.
And this one was probably hit 100 miles an hour. So the Brewers have a runner at second with one out, leading 2-0. And it brings up Christian Yelich. Yelich walked in the first, and he'll swing early. Lofts a foul on the left side. That'll get out of play. I got to tell you about a couple of things that would have happened if this were a regular season game. Were it a regular season game, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin would have donated $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee for the home run that was hit by Frelick. Yelich fly ball is hit into left center with some carry. Freeman back onto the track, running in front of him, the left fielder Brennan, and he makes the catch. Will Brennan cuts right in front of his center fielder. They just barely avoid colliding. And Brennan holds onto the ball for out number two. Churio remains in place at second.
That could have been bad.
It really could have. It was more loud contact, too. Yelich gave it a ride to the opposite field. But two outs for William Contreras. So anyway, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference for every regular season home run. Pitch to Contreras is popped foul. Coming back is the catcher, Cody Huff. Does he have room? He's near the screen. He does, but he does not catch it. Hits his glove right before he got to the netting, and it fell out. He won't give Cody Huff an error on that, but it was a play he could have made. Contreras still with life. It's a hard catch when you're approaching that foul screen like that for a catcher. 0-1. The other thing that would have happened had it been a regular season game, $75 would have been donated to the Mac Fund on behalf of West Bend, the Silver Lining, for the double by Churio. A one pitch is over the outside corner to William, and it's 0-2. Grounded into a 6-4 fielder's choice, ending the first inning. Runner at second, two out. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball, down and away. So Lively puts away Contreras to retire the side. Sal Frelick's two-run homer begins the party today. It's 2-0 Milwaukee into the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling.
What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is, in fact, less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Life's better with American Family Insurance.
That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Indeed done for Jose Quintana. Two innings of scoreless baseball in his Brewers debut, and now a 2-0 lead as we go to the fourth after the Sal Frelick two-run homer. Elvis Peguero takes over. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification across the Brewers radio network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pat Murphy said earlier today that the plan was to get Quintana three times up, but he only goes two innings, and he was dominant in doing so. Now Peguero facing Tyler Freeman to begin the fourth inning. Now a swing and a ground ball hit back past the mound. Tough play, second baseman Durbin. Backhand from shallow left field throws, and he got him out at first. What a play by Caleb Durbin. Momentum taking him away from first base. He was on the shortstop side of the infield as he made the backhanded pick. And he got that ball on the fly to the first baseman for the out on Freeman. That's fun to see.